Okay, good on Erev Shchodesh, everyone. Good on Erev Shchodesh Iyar. We're going to try to connect with Shchodesh Iyar to the Parsha. On myself, if the Rosh Chodesh Iyar falls out on Shabbos, there's a very clear connection between Iyar and Tazri Metzora. Learning should be Lili Nishmas. My grandfather's Yartzeh was this week, Rebbe Ben Chaim. And for the Fush and Yeshuas, for all those, for the Nechamas, for all Klai Yisrael, for all the entire world. So there's a remez that's brought down from the Yismach Yisrael, the Alexander Rebbe. He writes, in Rosh Chodesh Iyar, he writes from the Rebbe Rabbonim, that Iyar stands for Ani Hashem Rofecha. That I, Chodesh Baruch Hu, I am Hashem your God, I am Hashem your healer. And we know the Pasuk says in Shemos Tezvav Chavav, Chodesh Baruch Hu says, Kol machal asher samtim imitzrayim, lo asim alecha ki ani Hashem Rofecha. All the machals I'm going to bring on Egypt, I'm not going to bring on you, I'm going to bring you only healing. Iyar stands for Ani Hashem Rofecha. He goes on and explains the Sefer Imre Aharon, and he quotes really from the Rebbe Rabbanim as well, that we know that Iyar, we're starting the Rosh Chodesh Iyar, we start the Midah of Teferis. The Midah of Teferis, which is the same osios as Tisra Pei, that you should be healed. So far we've seen that Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and specifically Iyar itself, is a tremendous time of healing. And I think that it's such a powerful time to be able to tap into that healing. And it says that Imre Aharon, whose name is Rabbi Aaron Segel Friedman, he's a Samar Chasim from Kiryas Yal, and he says, what is it? Why is Chodesh Iyar Mesugal to Refuah? So he quotes the Sefer Teferes Shlomo, he quotes the Radamsk Rebbe in this week's parsha, and the Pasuk says, Zois tia toyos ha-metzorah v'huva el ha-koin. This is the Torah section of the Metzorah, and he should be brought to the Kohen. And he says, why is it? The Pasuk says, the huva el ha-koin. Why just says uba el ha-koin? Just says, what does it have to be brought to the Kohen? Just says, go to the Kohen. What's the huva? So says the Teferes Shlomo, a very powerful idea, and he says, the Pasuk tells us in Tehillim Kuv Zayin, Yishlach devaro v'yirpa'im mimalet mishchisosam. Which means at the end of the day, Yishlach Devaro, when a person connects himself to Torah, when a person connects himself to Yiddishkeit, when a person connects himself to their Bona Shalom, V'yirpalim mimalim mishchisosam, says the Radamsk Rebbe, you want to know what the refuah of Iyar, you want to know what the refuah of to be a Yid, of physical pains and spiritual pains, it's Zois Tia Torah Sametzorah B'yom Tara Ratzolomar, what's it meaning to say? That the day of your purification, the day of your refuah comes dafka through Torah. Rotzolomar yom taharasu huba Torah. We men refuah tala the chomach al choneget saras. He says dafka. At the end of the day, you want to know what the refuah is? The refuah of Iyar, says the Radamsk Rebbe. The refuah really of the Baal Metzorah. Now the Imre Aharon connects it. The refuah of the Metzorah is dafka in Torah. When zois tias Torah Metzorah v'huva el ha-koin. It's the koach of Torah. And it says, why is it to be brought to the Kohen? Because we know the pasuk says in Malachi Beis, Sifse Kohen Yishmiru Das v'Torah Yivakshim Yipiyu. The Kohanim are the ones who taught Torah. Look at the Gemara Pesachim and Av Gimel. They were the ones who were the Mora Haracha B'Yisrael. They were the ones who were the Shefa Kedusha Bracha V'Tova Salyonim. They were the ones who were leading us. They were Tzadikei Ador. And therefore, because they are always invested and they inhale Torah, they are one of Torah, they are the ones who are able to bring in their fuah, bring the Yeshuas. And that's what the Imre Aharon says over here. And he goes even further and quotes the Arizal, quotes the Shari Ora. We know that there's 12 months, connected the 12 Shvatim. Who happens to be the Shevet that's connected to Chodesh of Iyar? It's the Shevet of Yisachar. And we know in Bereishis Memtas, the Pasuk says, Yisachar, Chomer, Garam, Roivetz, We know that the Bnei Yisachar, the Shevi Yisachar, were the ones who the Tamidei Chachamim. Yisachar is connected Torah. So at the end of the day, we see, says the Imre Aharon, we see just to the Tachazli, Yismach Yisrael told us that Iyar stands for Ani Hashem Rofecha, that there's a tremendous, tremendous connection of refuah when it comes to Iyar, and he says that's why we start the Midah of Teferis, because Teferis is Osios Tisrapi, says the Rebbe Rabbanim. At the end of the day, what is the refuah to be better physically and spiritually? Because we know the physical world and the spiritual world are very much connected. It says the Teferis Shlomo, it's Dafka and Torah, Zos Torah Sametzorah, V'huva al Koin. What does it mean? V'huva? He just says Ubal HaKohen. No, you have to be brought to the Kohen. Because the Kohen is one who is Yishlach Devaro. He's the one who's learning Torah, who's one of Torah, V'yirpa'im, V'malim, Mishchisosam. He's going to help you be redeemed. And our job is to be able to engross ourselves in Torah. And specifically in the month of Iyar, which says, the Shari Ora and Arizal says, it's Keneged Yisachar, which is Keneged, we know Yisachar, it represents Torah. Our job is to understand Iyar is very, very much connected to Refuah. But specifically, what's the refuah? The refuah dafka in Torah. By recommitting ourselves, by recommitting ourselves to Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Just to end off with a little bit of a Pesach Shavuos Tikva Maisa. They say from the Sefer Shem Yishmol, he writes in Tafresh Ayin Zayin, and that's from his father, the Avnei Nezer, not a Maisa, it's a beautiful Dar Torah. He says, why is it, the Gemara tells us in Psachim Kuf Yud Ches, why is it that a person cannot drink between the third and fourth cups on Lel Seder? Why is it? So he says that the four cups are connected to the four Da'al Shana Sagu'ula. What's the third and fourth Lashana Sagu'ula? The Ga'alti B'Lakachti. Ga'alti B'Lakachti, says the Avnei Nezer from the Shem Yishmol Tefresh Ayin Zayin Mot Matziyim Kippur. The whole Inyan of the Ga'alti was for V'Lakachti. The whole reason we got redeemed from Mitzrayim was not to sit on our couches and do nothing. The whole reason we got the Ga'alti was for V'Lakachti Ki Lekach Toiv Nasati Lakam Torasi Atazovu. Says the Avnei Nezer, the whole reason why we can't have a hafsaka, you can't drink in between the third and fourth cup, because that would be hafsaka between the Ga'altiv and Lekachti. A whole reason to be able to go from Pesach to Shavuos is dafka by showing, by preparing ourselves for Matan Torah. And what greater way than to prepare it for Shavuos, or to prepare for Lag BaOmer, which is the Yant of Panimis HaTorah. What greater way to prepare ourselves for these Yom Tovim by laughter learning Torah, and learning Torahs with our hearts, and learning Torah with our mouths and our souls. And if it can't be in person, then it's over Zoom, then it's with Chavruza, it's by ourselves. The Mishnah tells us, Perkei Avos, Kadosh Baruch Hu is even by one person learning Torah. Our job, Mitzvah Hashem, is connect to the refuah of Torah. The more we connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, the more we should be zochah b'ez Hashem to see Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu should heal us and all of Klai Yisrael and the entire world. Yeshiva Refuahs and Yeshuas. A good Chodesh Adar and a good Erev Shem. Shkoyach.